Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kidmen, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, here's your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
Hey, welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, episode number 131. This is Ryan Frank, Corey Jones, and Andy Pike coming to you. Amber, Corey, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing great?
I'm exhausted because it's birthday week for both of my kids. So I'll be taking up a donation later as well because birthdays are expensive.
There you go.
Mean, they are, aren't they? They are. But, you know, those of you, we're all on Zoom here seeing each other. And it looks like you're enjoying a beautiful sunny day.
I am. I literally just got back from birthday Chick-fil-A with the birthday princess who turned six. So they're at Grammys and I brought it out here on the porch before I go into work in a few minutes.
Nice. Well, you probably put down 30 or 40 bucks if you went to Chick-fil-A. Yep.
Okay. The other day I went to a place named Jagger's and I had the best hamburger I've ever had in my life. And I really love hamburgers. So Jagger's? If you have a Jagger's near you, go. It was amazing.
Is it a chain or is it a local thing?
I think it's a chain and it seems like Texas Roadhouse owns it. If you guys have a Texas Roadhouse, but they had shoestring fries with like pepper seasoning. Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
Interesting.
So if anyone wants to come hang out in Louisville with me, I'll meet you at Jagger's.
There you go. There you go. I'll be there in 3 hours. Okay. Maybe not. Well, Corey and Amber, it is approaching summertime. You know, we got through the Easter season and, you know, it's funny. It's like you get through Easter Sunday and then on Monday, everybody on I Love Kidmen starts posting about VBS. Did you guys see that? It's like, okay, Easter's
right
done.
Away.
Now move on to VBS. Hey, hope that your plans, I'm sure, are underway. It's the end of April, which seems crazy going into May. I hope that y'all have a wonderful, wonderful summer. Thank you for being a part of our I Love Kidmen Facebook community. And boy, just in about 4 months and 1 or 2 weeks, we're all going to be together in Nashville for the Kids Matter Conference, which seems kind of crazy when you think about it in terms of that 16 or 17 weeks. That seems kind of crazy. But Corey, you still going to come?
Absolutely.
Good. Good. Okay.
What year of this conference are we on?
Oh boy. I feel like this is number 8. If you count our very first Kidmen Academy Live at our first conference. And if you count the COVID year off,
I've been to them all and everyone's getting better every year.
I love that, Corey. Thank you. Part of Corey's contract is if Corey decides not to come to the Kids Matter Conference, Beth and I aren't coming to the Kids Matter Conference. So Corey's kind of locked in, aren't you?
No pressure.
And it's really because we need Nicole. I mean, Corey can't believe him. We need Nicole.
Yeah, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all a thing to get Nicole. So, well, guys, what podcast listeners, thanks for tuning in. Those of you that are watching live on Facebook, thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to kind of round table it and we're going to each share 4 or 5 random ideas for the summer. Or, so, you know, some of us might even want to touch on the fall if you want, but just some random ideas, some things that you can do programming wise, some things that you can do people wise, some things that you can do for yourself as a leader. And hope that you get some value. Maybe one or two of these could be a big takeaway for you. So I say we let ladies go first. What do you think, Corey?
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So my number one fresh idea is sparkle shoes and hair tinsel.
You stole mine.
Yeah, I won't be doing that, but that's okay.
Okay.
This is going to be one of those ideas for somebody, not me. Okay. Go ahead. Yep.
For Easter, I did this whole really big thing with a confetti balloon drop. It was amazing. Go find my page and you can watch it. It was so much fun. And I bought very special sparkle tennis shoes to go with our like shirt and I'll wear hair tinsel. And it's just a way to make it really extra fun. If you're going to camp, if you're having like day camps or sleepaway camps, this is a great way to bond with your girls. Boys, you might look silly in hair tinsel. So really this is more of a female, or buy it for your girls. If you have teens, I had to have the teens show me how to put the hair tinsel in my hair because the YouTube was confusing. It makes it fun. It makes it exciting. It's not that you're pretending to be cool because they can see right through that. It's that you're just embracing your awkward awesomeness and they love it. They love seeing Miss Amber in sparkly tennis shoes with hair tinsel. So splurge, get a sparkly fanny pack or crazy shoes or whatever. Just go crazy. It's okay to still act like a kid.
I love it. I love it. Corey, go next.
Well, outside of the hair tinsel one, I ought to go with my number two. It's summertime. And so I would say take advantage of the weather. And if you're able to try to get your kids outside, do something outside. I think back over the years, and I can remember specifically teaching the Rahab story, and we tied a scarlet rope up out by one of the windows, took the kids out for that part of the story, and then told the story, and they looked around and found it, and they loved it. Or maybe you're teaching on creation. Go outside and have the kids point to different things that God has created. Just get outside, change your pace. You'll enjoy it.
Love Ryan. It. Yeah, so here's one of mine. Send a bright box. Bright boxes are a lot of fun. Go to brightboxes.com. Every time I have somebody on the podcast, I send them a bright box. I send bright boxes as random thank yous. Beth and I do. They're curated boxes that you can get for as inexpensive as $10, and it includes shipping. So in your first order, you get 10% off. So technically you could send your first box could be $9 with free shipping, and they have different curated boxes. It just involve different ones can include different things, but they'll throw candy in. There you go, Corey, brightboxes.com. We send out from our office multiple bright boxes every week for different stuff. It's an inexpensive, again, for $10 for a gift that includes shipping and a personalized note. It's a really good deal. So you could do this randomly just to bless a few volunteers, to brighten the day of one of your parents. If you have, you know, a senior adult that, you know, just prays for your children's ministry, brighten their day this summer with a bright box. Use affiliate code Ryan Frank. No, I don't have an affiliate code. No affiliate codes. Just go to Brightbox and do it. It's a great resource. All right, Amber.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, laughing over here. Okay. One of you mentioned something about praying. So here's your fresh idea. Call up some prayer warriors. Our kids are in a battle. I think you guys have realized this, but you have people in your church that will pray for your kids. I am doing Fifth Sunday this upcoming Sunday, and I'm calling it prayer warriors, and I'm calling it that. And we're going to have people from our congregation select a specific child to pray for the summer. Summer tends to be a time when decisions are being made. I just see something about camp. It's putting the same thing that our kids have heard about their need for a savior, just in a different atmosphere. It's saying it a little bit differently and it's clicking. So summer is a really big time for decisions to be made in the life of a child. Call up your warriors. There is no better investment in the child's eternity than having people pray over them. So maybe you're going to put stuff in the bulletin. Maybe you're going to put stuff on Facebook weekly. I am making a whole prayer warrior thing, kit thing, where they're going to select a child. I'm including postcards to where with postage that they can send to the child and let them know, hey, I'm praying for you. You're loved on by someone at this church. I'm going to be doing Facebook reminders of a specific prayer prompt. They're going to have a list of things to pray for because I want my kids bathed in prayer this summer.
I love it.
One of them that I thought was a good suggestion is a summer Bible reading challenge. Figure out some scripture that you would like your kids to read. Read it with them, like actually do it yourself. Don't ask them to do something that you're not willing to do. But I think in the summer, a lot of kids have extra time and you can redeem that time within a purpose. And so figure out a summer Bible reading plan, do a challenge, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Love it. All right. I want you this summer to take 15 minutes every day. It doesn't have to be 15 minutes. It could be 5 or 10, but I want you to make one phone call every day this summer just to bless somebody and tell them you're thinking about them. You don't ask for anything. Don't say, you know, they're going to assume, yeah, what do you need? You know, they might not even take your call. Hopefully they'll take your call. But it seems like a lot of times when we call people, It's because we need something as leaders. But just call just to check on them. Hey, I didn't need anything. I just want you to know I was praying for you today. I was thinking about you. You know, how are your kids doing? Any, do you need anything from me? And you'll be amazed in 15 minutes a day how you can strengthen a bunch of relationships just by picking up the phone and letting somebody know that you love them and that you're praying for them.
Back to me, right?
Yep.
All right. Make your summer lessons interactive. Honestly, you should be doing this all the time, but I think we can all agree that our kids get a little squirrelier during summer. They're out of school. They maybe have had ice cream for breakfast and they've spent all day at the pool. So make your lessons very much so interactive. Use all of those different learning smarts, learning smiles. I talked about this in this year's Global Kidman Day. You want to engage them in the lesson. You don't want to just have them sitting there because that's when they literally start climbing the walls and eating the paper. So how can you take what you're doing and make it interactive? Like Corey said, could you take the game outside? Honestly, just a change in location, even if you're still doing the same thing, helps. Can you turn that activity instead of talking it to them? Can you do it into an interactive game where they're having to stand up or sit down or raise an arm or put an arm down or a thumbs up, thumbs down? Think, what ways can you make it interactive? I'm really excited about the lesson series that I'm writing for this summer. I decided to do a racing theme. So it's called Ready, Set, Race. And we're talking about the Christian race. And every lesson is going to have a different racing element. So one night it's going to be Hot Wheels racing. One night it's going to be water game racing. All different things, interactive, fun, lots of activities, because we want to hold their attention in a time where they don't want to give us their attention because they want to go back outside. So make your summer interactive.
My next idea is put it in a box. It could be pretty much anything, but something that your parents can grab and do with their families. So maybe it's a picnic in a box. Maybe it's a road trip kit in a box, VBS at home, family game night. You can really put anything into a box, but put in all the supplies they need, something that makes it fun, something that makes it memorable. And don't forget like why you do it. So scripture and something to build their relationship with Jesus, but make a kit, put it in a box. Your parents will grab it and you'll be a champion. It'll be good.
Great idea, Corey. All right. My idea, again, this one is not an innovative, shiny, new idea. Kind of like my last one of just picking up the phone and calling somebody, but write some handwritten notes this summer. Write some handwritten notes. It's crazy. Some of these things that seem old school, like picking up the phone and calling somebody or leaving a handwritten note, how effective that can be and how significant it can be in somebody's life. So maybe you set a goal for yourself that I'm going to send a handful of notes in the mail every week, or I'm going to start leaving this summer some handwritten notes in the classrooms for the teachers when they arrive. But, you know, handwritten notes are powerful. Use that handwritten note to express appreciation, to speak life into the parents, into the kids. You could send some handwritten notes to the kids just to speak words of life over those kids and just to be good to people.
Ryan, I wouldn't undervalue some of your ideas. Like I wrote down as you were talking, call Chris, that the moment I get off this Zoom call, I'm calling my buddy Chris and checking in on him. And so if you're listening right now and God put somebody on your heart, don't like move on without actually doing it. That's a good word.
Well, and I, you know what, I think you're right, Corey, if God put something on your heart, do it. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning on my drive to the office, God put somebody on my heart. His name's Pat. And I thought, you know what, I need to reach out to him sometime. And then I thought, I'm just going to call him right now. And he didn't answer because he's a lineman. I'm sure he was up on a ladder working, but I left him a voicemail and just said, Pat, I was thinking about you and Trina this morning. I want you to know I prayed for you guys and I prayed for your kids and I'm so thankful for you. And I could, what would have happened if I would have just thought, I need to reach out to him sometime. I probably would have got busy and never did it. So if you get that, if the Holy Spirit puts somebody on your heart, don't write it down. Just take 2 minutes right then and call them or send them a card. You're right. And it's crazy because we've all been on the receiving side. What just a a short word of encouragement or a short note, how that can brighten your day, brighten your week. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to tell our friends a secret. This is not my thing because I have another thing, but I'm going to tell our friends a secret. In the next issue of Kids Matter magazine, and Ryan and I didn't talk about this before because I really believe that our parents need that encouragement. The freebie that will be not really hidden, but just placed in Kids Matter magazine is going to be some just parent encouragement postcards. It's going to be a free download at kidsmatter.com. You have to subscribe to the magazine to get it though, because there'll be a QR code that takes you right there. But parents, you know which ones. You've seen the moms and the dads that come in just absolutely frazzled, and they just need to be told, hey, mama, you're rocking it. Dad, you've got this parenting thing. So make sure you have your subscription to Kids Matter magazine, because they're going to be some parent postcard freebies in the next issue.
Love it.
Okay. My next idea is try something different this summer. I have been in ministry for like 20 years now. And I kind of, at my current church, this is year 10 for me. So like, I know what works and what doesn't work. And I realize that I'm just doing the same things. And they're fairly effective, not all the time. So I've scrapped a couple things that aren't effective, but I'm trying some new stuff this year. One of the things I'm doing is about 2 weeks before VBS, I'm doing a Popsicles in the Park event. Thank you, Emily Smith, for this idea off of Facebook. Also, your baby's adorable. But we have a park across from our church that just opened up. I literally just have to cross the railroad track and I'm at this park. I had a really cool sign made, Canva, that says Popsicles in the Park with our church logo and stuff on it. And I'm going to get some of my teens. We're going to wear our cool shirts that I had made for Easter that say our church name. We're going to go over and we're going to pass out some popsicles and have some Jesus music jamming and invite kids to VBS. Will it be effective? I don't know, but I'm sure going to give it a try. So try something new. It doesn't have to be a big event. It could be something small. It could be maybe you want to try a new lesson series, or you're testing out a new game, or you want to see how you look in sparkle hair. Try something new this summer.
That's a good
one. Wait for that sparkle hair. It's going to be so good.
You're going to look awesome with it at the conference, Corey.
All right. I would have you consider your volunteers and like the summer schedule. As you're going into the summer, thinking about that, I know over the years, there's been times where I've had some teachers that attend our church that go, I don't really want to volunteer in kids ministry because I do that all day. But in the summertime, they don't. And so you might be able to recruit somebody for maybe 2 months, but that 2 months can be that extra hand that you need when your regular volunteers are all out on vacation. And so consider your summer schedule, consider your volunteers, and see if maybe you can recruit a couple extra people, but just for that summer to help make summers smooth.
Love it. Good, good, good. Here's my, are we on round four or are we on round five?
This is my last? No, we have one more round after that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Here's one. And that is, we're going into summer. Try to see things through the eyes of a kid. You know, for you, you've been doing VBS for years. You know, for some of you, you've been taking kids to camp for 20 some years. But for a kid, for some of these kids, VBS is going to be the highlight of their summer. Camp is going to be the highlight of their summer. And they're going to be so excited about it. And so don't lose sight of that. Try to see everything that you're doing through the eyes of a kid. Summer break is a big thing for kids. They don't have to go to school. They're excited. You know, they get to sleep in, they get to ride their bike, they get to go over to their friend's house. And this stuff that we program for them, it may not be the highlight of your year, but I promise for some of the kids in your church, it is the highlight of their year. And so remember to see things from their perspective.
All right, final round, unless you guys have more ideas, then we can just keep going all day. Make your games purposeful. I love games. They are children. They love games. But I don't love games just for the sake of games. So how can you make your games have a purpose for your lesson? I have a pattern. One of my fourth graders teases me that we always start with a game, but we do. We always start with a game, and that introduced my lesson. So for tonight's lesson in this super fun candy series that I'm writing, we are playing Reverse Charades Job Edition. And so they have to act out the picture on screen and one child guesses it. Well, it's introducing the lesson, and we're doing Jeremiah 29:11. God has good plans for our lives. So how can you make your games purposeful? Can they introduce the lesson? Can they reinforce something? Can they not just get the wiggles out, but can they engage them in the content of the lesson? I really like games that are active, you know, body games that not necessarily is going to end with concussions from like tag, you know, crazy kids, but can they move to a side of the room, or are they going to stand up or sit down or raise a hand or make a face? All of those things are great ways to involve them in the lessons. Don't underestimate the value of games in your lessons. They're fun. We want lessons to be fun because we want kids to be there. They are kids and they like fun, but make the game have a purpose. Let it help drive your lesson or the application or something home. Let it be more than just a, I'm out of time and ideas, so let's just play dodgeball.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, since Ryan talked about summer camp, I won't mention that like at camp you have maybe 40 hours with them compared to the whole year when you have maybe 40 hours. Now you should take advantage of that. Instead, I'll do a different one, and I will tell you to visit another church. Most likely during the summer, you are going to the beach or somewhere with your family. Try to double dip a little bit and visit another church. Call ahead, ask the kids pastor, can you shadow them for the day? See what they do. I think beyond a lot of different ways that you can grow as a leader, seeing another person firsthand, walking through their check-in, walking through how they teach, all of that, you'll learn a ton. So don't let the summer finish without a church visit.
100%. Boy, that's good, Corey. I love that. I don't think we do that enough. All right. My last one is, I have one and a half left. My one is share some social media shout outs this summer. So whether it's one a day, one a week, shine the spotlight on maybe it's some of the kids in your church or some of the families in the church or some of the volunteers in the church, where you just shine the spotlight this summer on the people that make this children's ministry amazing, the kids, the families, the volunteers, the leaders, and just shine the spotlight on them. My half is get your tickets for the Kids Matter Conference. If you don't have them, this is the time to get them. A lot of you already have your tickets, but if you don't get them, Kids Matter Conference, you're listening to the Kids Matter podcast. You love the Kids Matter podcast. You're going to love the Kids Matter conference. It is an event that you want to be at, and you want to bring your children's ministry team or as many people on your team as you can. This year, we're going to be at a new church, World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro. It is one of the most beautiful churches in America. We have a great lineup of speakers. In a few weeks, Amber, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be announcing the list of breakouts.
Next week is the goal.
Yes, next week. Breakouts are getting announced soon. We have some great main stage speakers in worship. We are within days of being sold out of ministry partners. We've got a ton of ministry partners that are going to be
and
there.
New. I'm so excited. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm so excited. We have so many brand new ministry partners. All of our favorites are coming back. But I'm talking like brand new ministries. So not just new to the Kids Matter world, which we have, but brand new ministries. Some of them are finishing up paperwork now to become an officially licensed ministry. So you guys are in for a treat with just so many amazing ministry partners.
It's going to be great. We have surprises that we're going to announce over the next several weeks. So I don't want to announce them here.
Isn't there a special announcement coming?
There's a big announcement coming on Friday this week, that we're going to announce on Kids Matters Instagram. We'll go live on Friday and announce it. Lots of great things. Lucy's will be there with gourmet sodas. We're going to have some new networking opportunities we've not had before that with the new church we're able to facilitate. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great to see you all there. Go to the kidsmatterconference.com. Guys, anything else we need to talk about before we wrap up our podcast today?
I would encourage people, make sure that as you're planning for summer, you're checking out what's new at kidsmatter.com. There are games, there are graphics, new stuff's being added. Plus there's years worth of content. There's stuff for you. Corey was talking about, as a car goes down and it's really loud because I'm outside. Corey was talking about like a Bible reading plan, and I'm talking about interactive games, and he talked about put it in a bucket or a box. Hey, there are lots of options of those at kidsmatter.com. There are family discipleship options. There are games, there are countdown videos, there are worship videos, there are lessons. Basically, you just need to provide like the silly string and the children, and we got the rest and the hair tinsel.
Yesterday, I was preparing for this weekend and I went on there and just searched love and found like 1,000 games and different activities and object lessons. It was great. It helped me.
Love it. Lots of great resources over at kidsmatter.com. Friends, thanks for tuning in to episode number 131 of the Kids Matter podcast. From our entire ministry team, thank you for everything that you do to serve kids and families. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for subscribing to Kids Matter magazine. And we can't wait to see you at our conference in September in Nashville, Tennessee. If you need anything in the meantime, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Head over to the I Love Kidmin Facebook group and let's talk about your next steps in your kids' ministry journey.